The Upanishads, the ancient scriptures of India, point to the same truth with these words. What cannot be seen with the eye, but that whereby the eye can see. Know that alone to be Brahman the spirit, and not what people here adore. What cannot be heard with the ear, but that whereby the ear can hear. Know that alone to be Brahman the spirit, and not what people here adore. What cannot be thought with the mind, but that whereby the mind can think. Know that alone to be Brahman the spirit, and not what people here adore. God, the scripture is saying, is formless consciousness and the essence of who you are. Everything else is form, is what people here adore. The twofold reality of the universe, which consists of things and space, thingness and no-thingness, is also your own. A sane, balanced, and fruitful human life is a dance between the two dimensions that make up reality, form and space. Most people are so identified with the dimension of form, with sense perceptions, thoughts, and emotion, that the vital hidden half is missing from their lives. Their identification with form keeps them trapped in ego. What you see, hear, feel, touch, or think about is only one half of reality, so to speak. It is form. In the teaching of Jesus, it is simply called the world, and the other dimension is the kingdom of heaven, or eternal life. Just as space enables all things to exist, and just as without silence there could be no sound, you would not exist without the vital formless dimension that is the essence of who you are. We could say God, if the word had not been so misused. I prefer to call it being. Being is prior to existence. Existence is form, content, what happens. Existence is the foreground of life. Being is the background, as it were. The collective disease of humanity is that people are so engrossed in what happens, so hypnotized by the world of fluctuating forms, so absorbed in the content of their lives, they have forgotten the essence, that which is beyond content, beyond form, beyond thought. They are so consumed by time that they have forgotten eternity, which is their origin, their home, their destiny. Eternity is the living reality of who you are. Some years ago, when visiting China, I came upon a stupa on a mountaintop near Guilin. It had writing embossed in gold on it, and I asked my Chinese host what it meant. "It means Buddha," he said. "Why are there two characters rather than one?" I asked. "One," he explained, "means man. The other means no. And the two together means Buddha." I stood there in awe. The character for Buddha already contained the whole teaching of the Buddha, and for those who have eyes to see, the secret of life. Here are the two dimensions that make up reality, thingness and no-thingness, form and the denial of form, which is the recognition that form is not who you are.